This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reaffirms government's commitment to concluding transitional justice. Opposition lawmakers stall National Assembly proceedings. House of Representatives also postponed. And firefighters are racing to save people and ancient artifacts from the largest wildfires in South Korea's history, which have killed at least 26 people so far. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has affirmed the government's dedication to ensuring the success of two transitional justice commissions. Speaking during a national conference organized today by the Accountability Watch Committee and the Conflict Victims Organization, Prime Minister Oli stressed the need for a thorough review of the past commission efforts and a collective focus on achieving results. He highlighted that the federal parliament had passed a transitional justice bill with consensus to conclude the peace process and provide justice and reparations to the victims, noting it would prevent future violence. Expressing regret over the 18-year delay in resolving the peace process, the Prime Minister urged all Nepalese to abandon violence and ensure justice for victims, however promising action against human rights violators. Prime Minister Oli argued that celebrating the armed conflict or declaring holidays for it would further harm victims. He sought international support for Nepal's unique approach to transitional justice, while cautioning against linking unrelated issues like government employee removals to the process. He emphasized that Nepal's Federal Democratic Republic, born from people's struggle, was irreversible. Former Prime Minister Sherbahadur Dewa and Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda also attended the conference. Opposition lawmakers disrupted the National Assembly session today, demanding that Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli address the removal of Kulman Kissing as Executive Director of the Nepal Electricity Authority. As the meeting began, opposition lawmakers stood in protest, halting proceedings. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal urged lawmakers to cooperate, but CPN Unified Socialist lawmaker Dr. Bidurang Pusal demanded Prime Minister Oli clarify Kissing's ouster, warning that the session could not proceed without a response. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress lawmaker Krishna Prasad Sitawala appealed for uninterrupted proceedings, stressing the need to avoid delays in certifying a replacement bill. Despite appeals, opposition lawmakers persisted, prompting Chairperson Dahal to adjourn the session for an hour. The standoff continues to stall legislative process. Even the lower house, which is the House of Representatives, has been postponed. Travel along the downy stretch of the Narayanganj-Butwal road section has turned into a nightmare due to the ongoing expansion work. The demolished highway, bumpy diversions and dust clouds has made the 14-kilometer section a hotspot for accidents and congestion, with commuters enduring hours-long delays. Drivers complain that crossing the stretch took 2 to 3 hours and described it as a risky journey, especially at midnight when visibility dropped. Sub-Inspector Lakshman Tangami of the Dhumkibas Area Police Office confirmed that it had been the riskiest part of the road, noting that a spike in accidents had occurred lately due to the slow construction. Engineer Siva Kanal, who is the information officer for the project's eastern section, reported that of the 65 kilometers, 47 kilometers had been blacktopped one way. He added that they had been working on culverts, bridges and base layers at 13 spots with 57.7% completion achieved. The co-manager at the China State Construction Engineering, Rakesh Jha, who oversees the 17 billion rupees project, explained that they had been minimizing traffic disruptions. He mentioned that over 650 workers had been on the job, but cutting down a tough hill rock had taken time. The deadline, extended 3 times, has now been set to the end of July 24, 2025. Until then, commuters face a perilous ride. Nepal's economic growth rate has been estimated at 5.1% for the second quarter of the fiscal year 2024-25, according to the National Statistical Office's preliminary GDP forecast. The office noted that the slight GDP growth had occurred despite improvements in transportation, construction, agriculture, electricity, and financial sectors, though weather impacts had not been reflected. After weather adjustment, the growth rate dropped even lower to 2.2%. The office highlighted that transportation and storage had surged by 14.2%, followed by mining and quarrying at 9.5%. Construction grew by 9.1% due to the increased material imports and domestic production, while financial and insurance sectors rose by 6.6%. Agriculture, which is a key contributor, expanded by 3.2%, with gains in rice, vegetables, and livestock. However, electricity and gas declined by 4.8%, and housing and food sectors fell by 2.7%, signaling sluggish progress in some areas. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Firefighters are racing to save people and ancient artifacts from the largest wildfires in South Korea's history, which have killed at least 26 people so far. Tens of thousands have also been displaced in the blazes, which started in the southeast on the 21st of March. Most of those killed were in their 60s and 70s, according to the local officials. Eyewitnesses described apocalyptic scenes as fires engulfed their homes, with one man telling the BBC the damage the city has seen was devastating. Authorities believe human activities started multiple fires, but strong winds and dry land allowed them to spread quickly. The winds also make it dangerous for helicopters to operate. One crashed while fighting fire on Tuesday. The fires have gutted a 1,300-year-old temple in Uiseong City and are threatening other cultural sites. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced new import taxes of 25% on cars and car parts coming into the United States in a move that threatens to widen the global trade war. President Trump said the latest tariffs would come into effect from 2nd of April, with charges on businesses importing vehicles starting the next day. Charges on parts are set to start in May or later. The president claimed the measure would lead to a tremendous growth for the car industry, promising it would spur jobs and investment in the United States. But analysts have said the move is likely to lead to the temporary shutdown of significant car production in the United States, increased prices, and strained relations with allies. The U.S. imported roughly 8 million cars last year, amounting for about $240 billion in trade and roughly half of overall sales. Mexico is the top foreign supplier of cars to the United States, followed by South Korea, Japan, Canada, and Germany. President Trump's latest move threatens to upend global car trade and supply chains. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces and fair in the rest of the country. In late afternoon, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly region, while the rest of the country will see partly cloudy to fair weather. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces. Furthermore, there are chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces. Similarly, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki, and Karnali provinces tonight. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reaffirms government's commitment to concluding transitional justice. Opposition lawmakers stall National Assembly proceedings. House of Representatives also postponed. And firefighters are racing to save people and ancient artifacts from the largest wildfires in South Korea's history, which have killed at least 26 people so far. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.